It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 8th. I'm David Brancaccio from KUT Radio in Austin, Texas today at the start of the South by Southwest Festival. What was first known as an indie music gathering and then a music and film festival, this year starts out as very much an interactive startup new media hotspot. Hugh Forrest is the director of South by Southwest Interactive, the focus of the first 4 days here.
Interactive has enjoyed a lot of growth over the last, 6 or 7 years. And in terms of industry presence, meaning paid registrants, we are now bigger than South by Southwest Film and bigger than South by Southwest Music.
The significance of what you're saying is really quite overwhelming, because what you're saying is the techie folks are getting almost more clout than cool folks like music stars and the film people.
Well, I would disagree with you there in the sense that I think the techie folks are the cool folks now. And it's just one of my ongoing mantras that geeks are the new rock stars. I mean, that's, I think, one of the reasons why Interactive has been fortunate enough to grow over the last few years. When Mark Zuckerberg gets married, it's covered in people now. When Steve Jobs dies, it's like John Lennon dying. These icons from the tech world have really, in the last few years, become a part of the mainstream culture.
One of the founders of South by Southwest is Lewis Black, editor of the Austin Chronicle. He says one way to tell the interactive folks from the film music folks is to assess their relationship to funding for their creativity.
I remember like 2 or 3 years ago, maybe, you know, one South by Southwest noticing in particular that whereas all the music and film people were constantly talking about getting money or fundraising, all the interactions, like when I would sit near them in coffee shops or be on an elevator with them, were talking about what money they had just gotten and what they were going to do with it.
Interactive earned cred when soon-to-be social media giant Twitter made a splash here in 2007. A long list of startups this year are hoping to be next, including one called Hater, which lets people kvetch about their daily peeve, bad service, annoying celebrities, or some Facebook jerk. Why should the only social media option be like is the big issue the company wants to take on.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Fast Company's annual Innovation Uncensored, April 23rd and 24th. Now open for registration with leaders from their world's most innovative companies list, innovationuncensored.com.
Who is tech? It's a question we're asking regularly as we explore diversity in the tech world. This week, women in tech.
A lot of it for us is a magic show. It's a way to keep people inspired, to get people to that point where they can barely stand sitting in the auditorium for another minute because they want to leave and go build something.
Jessica Lawrence is managing director of the New York Tech Meetup, which fills an auditorium with techies on a regular basis to share startup ideas and to network. I asked her if there was ever a danger this would become a boys' club.
I think there's always a bit of a tradition in tech, or there has been, that it's mostly men. And it has been a challenge, definitely in the past, to find female-founded companies to get up on the New York Tech Meetup stage because the number of them was just so much smaller. We actually did an experiment. We started hosting women's demo nights to see if we could get more female-founded companies to come forward in a setting where it was just female-founded companies demoing.
Did it work?
It absolutely worked. So the first time we put out a call for applications, we had 37 female-founded companies apply, most of which had never applied to New York Tech Meetup before. We're now up to 70 companies that are female-founded startups that had not been in the typical pool of applicants.
Lawrence is headed to Austin this weekend as the city of New York tries to recruit startups in an event that Lawrence is working on here at South By. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.